C-I-Q-C.
Hi again, everybody. Good Sunday morning. Welcome to the Gold Show. Joe's Gold on AM 600. I should be more specific because we call it Joe's Gold because I'm Joe Cannon. Here every Sunday morning, 8 till 10, musical memories from the 50s and 60s. Some of the greatest music of all time, if I do say so myself. The songs have come from the radio station attic, the music store, the personal libraries of some of the people who work here. If there's a song you haven't heard in a while that you'd like to hear, just write or fax us a note and we'll do our best to find it and get it on the radio. This week, I literally have closed my eyes, pointed to a calendar page, and through the magic of music, we're back in 1961.
I couldn't sleep at all last night, just thinking of you, because I was torn inside. Now I'm gonna tell you
'61. That's the year we're looking at. Bobby Lewis with Tossin' and Turnin' and Ricky Nelson with Hello, Mary Lou. Bobby Lewis and Ricky Nelson had two of the biggest selling records of 1961. In fact, Mary Lou would mark another milestone in pop music. It was one of the last two-sided records to have both sides in the top 10. That meant radio stations played both sides of the 45, and teenagers like you and me kept on requesting both and buying it. The flip side of Hello, Mary Lou was this song.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stuff all over the world. When we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you so tight. Yes, I'm a traveling man. A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Rick Nelson with the flip of Hello, Mary Lou. We heard Travelin' Man and the Jarmels with a little bit of soap. The Jarmels were one of the many one-hit wonders on the music charts of 1961, a year that seemed to bring out a considerable number of first-time and one-hit stars. I'm Joe Cannon. The show is called Joe's Gold, and it's right here at 600 on your AM dial each and every Sunday morning between 8 and 10 with the best in music from the 50s and 60s. Jack Kern's coming up 10 till 1. And later this afternoon, about 1:20, we'll have our broadcast of the San Diego Padres and the Expos from Olympic Stadium. I'll have more of first-time artists from the charts of 61 right after this break.
When you shop Murelatos, it's a feeling.
And it's great buys for your food budget. Like romaine lettuce, 79 cents each. Boneless fresh chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. And mellow smoked meat brisket, regular or old-fashioned center cut, $3.99 a pound.
The Garden of the Mediterranean Supermarket, Murelatos.
Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's in Pierrefonds, Newman in LaSalle, and on O'Brien in St. Laurent. Bees do it, now you can do it. Harvest honey, that is. And at Quinn's Farm, they've dedicated a day to it. Sunday, August 2nd is Honey Harvesting Day. A tasty, fun, and learning experience for the whole family, including a hayride. Of course, you can use the day to pick your own blueberries and apples at Quinn's Farm. Just take the 20 West past St. Anne de Bellevue to Il Perot. Then follow the signs. Oh, and don't forget to pick up some of Marie's homemade goodies. Baking to die for. This Sunday, in fact, any weekend, visit Quinn's Farm. Worth the trip.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. Hello, that was
was the very first hit for Del Shannon, a carpet salesman by profession, before he finally got a chance to record Runaway. Another artist on the charts for the first time in 1961 with a record that went to number one was Ernie Cado.
Mother-in-law.
There were eight performers in 1961 who watched their very first record go to number one. Joe Dowell was one singer in that elite group. The song was actually recorded first by Elvis Presley. It was one of the few occasions when the Presley version did not outsell the remake. Not to be outdone, Elvis had a number one song that same year with a tune based on a popular Italian song called Come Back to Sorrento. You probably remember it as Surrender.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire.
How about that, a troika of Elvis Presley songs? Elvis with Surrender or Sorrento, A Little Sister, and Marie's the Name of My Latest Flame. Elvis had one of those rare double-sided hits in 1961 with Marie's the Name of His Latest Flame. That was supposed to be the B-side, but it was actually the most popular side of the record at number four in August of 1961. That's the year in profile this morning on Joe's Gould. That's when Car 54, Where Are You? And Dick Van Dyke's show were brand new to television. Roger Maris had the record for the most home runs. Now, isn't that something? Because now you've got McGuire and Sosa and Griffey and company in pursuit of that record. But 61 was the year when Roger hit 61. And the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. Through the magic of music, we'll also turn the moon blue right after this break. So leave that dial glued to AM 600. I'm Joe Cannon, back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jack Kern, and Sundays are special. Enjoy yours with beautiful music and wonderful company. Listen for my Sunday brunch show, a live broadcast from the beautiful atrium at the Holiday Inn Côte-de-Liesse each and every Sunday from 10 till 1. Music to delight you. Golden classics from Glenn Miller to Frank Sinatra to Patti Page. Our Sunday brunch, a new tradition on AM 600. Brought to you in part by Candair Taxi, Les Residences Soleil, Dennis Bowden of Midland Walwyn Diplomat Music, and J.E. Hanger.
Bonjour, fellow gourmet. I am Chef Gourmand. Welcome to our quiz, See All, Know All. Question, what is the most delicious festival of the summer? Good answer. Les Fêtes Gourmandes on Île Notre-Dame. And what can one eat there? Right, there are more than 500 dishes, drinks, and desserts from the four corners of the world. And now you can see, drink, and taste them all at Les Fêtes Gourmandes. August 1st to 16 on Île Notre-Dame. It's full of surprises in collaboration with the Government of Canada, Molson and Q92.
CIQC.
This is the show we call Joe's Gold on AM 600. On this show, we try to find the most popular songs from the late 50s and early 60s. If there's something you haven't heard in a while that you'd like to hear, just write or fax us a note. We'll do our best to find it and include it on the show. You can fax us at 766-9569 or write to Joe's Gold at AM 600, Post Office Box 600, Montreal. Postal code H4G3M1, the fax number 766-9569. Through the magic of music on Joe's Gold this week, we've turned back the hands of time to 1961, and that means the Marcells. The Marcells with Blue Moon and Hit the Road Jack with Ray Charles. In terms of number one hit records, 1961 was one of the best for Ray Charles. Four songs in the top ten that year. I'm Joe Cannon here every Sunday morning, 8 to 10. Great music from the 50s and 60s. Remember, Jack Curran is on right after the 10 o'clock news, live at the Holiday Inn on Côte de l'Ouest with a buffet of great brunch food and gold music. You can still join him if you'd like to try something new in your Sunday morning routine. It's our way of making weekends more fun on AM 600.